The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Our producer now is Miss Bethany, and she is always excited to take your phone call. Hold on. Why is it? Oh, did I get that? No. Did I get it? I caught it, or did it go out? My sneeze. Did you hear it? You didn't hear it? You heard it, but did the audience hear it? They heard it, too. I pressed the wrong button. I pressed my mic button rather than the cough button, didn't I? Go ahead.
They're all blessing you right now.
Are they all blessing me right now? Yeah. Well, sorry, folks. It just hit me, and I hit the wrong button. Anyway, Bethany is our producer. She'll be glad to take your call for the muzzleloader contest. 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. She will be standing by to take your call. Call in, leave your name and number, and we will get you in the contest. All you have to do is go on the air, say hi. Giving that away later in this hour, so if you haven't registered yet, well, you can get in it now. Phil, on Kent Island. Go right ahead, sir. How are you?
Mr. Allen, fine, thanks.
What's up?
Take my call.
You're welcome.
In keeping with the theme of the season, the show from last night and this morning.
Wrong show, but go right ahead.
I'm kind of wondering if you've seen any paranormal animals or ghosts or yetis or anything like that out there.
No, I wish I would have. Wish I would have. When I was a kid, I'm going to say 13, 14. My buddy and I were near his house, and across from his house was a patch of woods. We were walking. We had been somewhere, maybe riding our bikes. I can't remember, whatever. But we both saw the same thing at the same time. It looked like a human form in a bright, blaze orange, glowing outfit.
Wow.
And it was maybe 50 yards in the woods. We both saw it. We both walked right to the spot. There was nothing there, of course. But
you weren't hunting. You were just
we were not hunting. We were just riding along. And you ask, if and I don't know if he would remember it or admit it to this day, but we both said we saw this figure in. And it was not a human. I mean, it was a human form, but it was a glowing outfit. It wasn't a blaze orange, one piece hunting suit or anything like that. But that's the color that I remember, as like a flame color almost, only very, very bright, eye popping orange. And we saw it for like 2 seconds, boom, and gone.
That's kind of wild.
It was wild. We thought it was pretty cool. And then we walked right to it.
Huh? What do you do if you see the 7 foot hairy guy coming at you?
If I'm one of my stands, I'm going to hope I'm up 20 feet.
I got you. All right.
But,
I haven't seen one either. I'd love to see one myself.
No, I'd love to see. I'd love to see a Yeti or, abominable snowman.
I keep looking up in the air. I live on the water. I think I'm going to see a UFO, and I see nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen falling stars and that type of thing, but that's a whole different deal. But no, nothing paranormal. Sorry.
Gotcha. Well, happy Halloween.
You too, Phil. Thank you, buddy. Bye bye. There he goes, John in North Carolina. Good morning, John in North Carolina. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, Alan?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well.
Good.
Wanted to mention one thing I found this year in. Put my muzzleloader out to zero it, and it's an older style.
Yeah.
Got the slam fire where the bolts just held back and
yes.
For the first time in about 2, maybe 3 years, I decided to take the barreled action out of the stock.
Okay.
I use 777. It's not very corrosive, and
not
it's
at all.
Stainless steel barrel.
Right.
But guess what's not stainless? The trigger group.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so it's just a point that anybody who's using an unsealed primer probably wants to check their trigger group.
Yeah, more than likely. Yep. Yep.
I flushed it out with a kettle of boiling water, followed by some canned air, and then a hair dryer to dry it.
Oh, all that good
REM
stuff.
Oil.
Yeah.
And it's still good, but,
yeah.
You know, I've got a CVA Wolf in my future next year.
Do you really?
You may have a
CVA in your future this year.
Well, she didn't take the number.
Wait a minute. I think we got you in the contest. I think we got your number before.
Well, that's great.
I see your brother's name.
Maybe he'd give it to me.
Yeah, you're here.
I looked at the...
You're here. I got a North Carolina area code here in front of your number.
Okay.
Name. So you're good. Yep.
The Wolf has that sealed plug. It looks like you could use Blackhorn 209.
Yes, and CVA, and I have a request in, and they were sold out last year, and I forgot to re-up my request. They actually have a Blackhorn primer available from CVA to replace the original primer, the original breech plug. That came with the firearm.
Yeah, I saw that in a catalog.
Yeah, yep.
So one way or another, I'm sure. Not up with one.
You never know.
Yeah, enough's enough. It's time to upgrade.
Yep. All right, brother.
All right, good luck.
Have a wonderful season. I'll talk to you. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
All right, John.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. That's how you get in the contest. Hey, here's Leslie from Westminster. Leslie, how you doing?
I'm good, Al.
Good. Your son won the muzzleloader, one of the muzzleloaders last year, right?
Yes. Yes, he did.
And,
well, we haven't gotten that lucky with it. We've come close.
Sure.
Matter of fact, last Saturday we were out. Of course, it was an afternoon hunt, so we got out late, you know, and we're itching, and he's practically running into the woods, I'm like, slow down.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I mean, with that, we turn, and a big, huge, mature doe goes taking off. And, it's through all the brush and everything.
Yeah.
We couldn't get a shot.
No.
And I wouldn't have wanted him to shoot at that point. Anyway.
No, of course not. No.
But it's just like, and then he's just like, oh, I can't believe I shouldn't have listened to you. I said, yes, you should have. But, that's one of life's lessons.
That's the voice of experience. That's the voice of experience, Yep. If your pupil is willing to be taught, then you can teach. But that's why I'm so blessed. The two young folks that I'm taking out, of course, Laura's, she hasn't been out much this year, with her mother passing away. But she's going, she wants to go probably next week or one day after. And Jacob is the perfect student because he's like a sponge. He just absorbs everything. And at the end of the day, when we're in the truck or we're walking out or, we're wrapping it up, what did we learn today? And no matter if we've seen anything or not, what did we learn today? And it's all good. So it's pretty good.
Well, it really brought up a good situation because then I started to teach. I had both the boys with me and I started to teach them about stalk hunting.
Yes, exactly.
Really take 2 and 3 steps and stop and scan and see.
Yeah.
So it was a learning experience.
Sure.
It set up a good situation
sure.
to learn by.
Exactly.
But, I have a question about the muzzle loader, and I've seen these Sabot bullets.
Yes, sir.
It has the plastic sleeve.
Yes, sir.
Are they better? Worse?
Yes, they're far more accurate than a patched round ball.
Okay.
Yeah, they're far better. Now, look, I've shot a lot of deer with the Thompson Center Maxi Hunter, You know, they have a maxi ball, which is a lead bullet, but the maxi hunter is the one that, I've shot a number of deer with, and actually, my biggest buck, my 10-point, came with a maxi hunter at 60 yards. And, you know, great, they do a great job if you want to continue to use the all lead bullet. The only disadvantage to the Sabot is after a number of shots, you're going to have to run, a plastic eating solvent down the barrel.
That's what I was concerned about.
Yeah, I think I got a call, was it last week, or somebody that I talked to had a call, question about their muzzleloader. And they weren't getting accuracy. And I said, it's either one of two things, either your 777 pellets or your Pyrodex pellets or whatever you're using. If you're using them out of the box year to year to year, you want to make sure you're shooting consistently because they can degrade after a certain time, like 2 years. You need to replace your pellets. Okay.
Okay.
All right. The other thing is those plastic Sabots, when you fire them down the barrel, they leave a residue on the lands and the grooves, and that can affect your accuracy. So what you want to do is make sure about every 2 years or so, maybe even every season, find out what one of those plastic dissolving solvents are and treat your barrel with that. Now, the other thing I tell people is they say, well, I put boar butter or I put something in my barrel to keep it from rusting over the year. And I said, you know, you can do that, but you got to swab that stuff out before you start shooting the next year because that grease will absorb into the pellets and cause a misfire. And, you know, will actually absorb into the pellet to the point where it won't ignite. So what I do is clean the muzzleloader every year, clean it out before I get ready to hunt, make sure that I run a oil patch down through the muzzle, okay? And you can do this now because you know after the season that the lightly oiled patch, run it down through the muzzle or through the barrel, and you know clean it out just clean it as clean as you can clean it, and then make sure it's all shiny, and then run an oiled patch down through there. That's all you need. But before you shoot it next time, before you load it next time, run another dry patch or two down through there. Make sure all that oil is out. And then I season that barrel. I take three caps and shoot them through the gun with no load in there. Just put the cap on and pull the trigger. Okay? And that puts a coating on the inside of the barrel. And then you load it, and then you're ready to hunt.
I used to do it with inline.
I do it with the cap and everything. I do it with all of them. And
okay,
I don't have a problem with accuracy. What's that?
I say I always do that with my old, cap.
Yeah.
Fired.
Yeah.
You know, so I've always shot a cap through that.
Yeah, but I do with all my muzzleloaders. It's just a practice I've gotten used to, and I never have a problem with accuracy.
Probably good habit to be in, you know.
Yep. So, and I've had them all. I think I ticked them off here a couple of weeks ago. I think I have 9 muzzleloaders.
Oh my goodness. I do.
I have my father-in-law's CVA 45 caliber that flintlock that I haven't shot in probably 30 some years. Then I have a Thompson Center Renegade, which replaced my 2 Renegades that got away from me. I have a custom Getz Barrel Company 50 caliber round ball gun, which is a cap. I love that gun. I took my first deer with a muzzleloader with that gun. That's a patched round ball shooter and set up for round ball, not for any conical bullet. Then Remington ML, Remington 700 ML. I have a Thompson Center. I can't remember them all. I have 2 Thompson. I have the Triumph. I have the Thompson Center. What's the other one? Not the Encore, but anyway, I don't know what that is. And then I have several CVAs. I have the CVA pistol. I have the CVA Acura, and I have the CVA Acura mountain rifle, which is the one I carry now because I love that gun, and it's very, very accurate. So, yep. Taken a lot of deer. I've taken a black bear with the muzzle loader. Used a 404 grain power belt to take my second black bear up in New Brunswick. And
those power belts. What's the two-pulling power pelts.
Yeah, I know. They have the rear sabot on them, and you've just got to find the right one that shoots well. I've had poor results from some of them, mostly the copper clad ones. I've had good results from some of them, mostly the all lead hollow point. And then the arrow tip, which is the one with the red tip. That is the one that I'm shooting right now out of one of those guns. But I, you know, so there's all that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Leslie, thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
All right. You have a great day, Alan.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
There he goes. All right. We got to take a little break. Do you have any commercials for me that you'd like me to read? I'll be more than glad to do that. I'll be more than glad to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. Let's talk about shotguns for a little bit. Waterfowl season's right around the corner, and you know the first Youth Waterfowl Day is next Saturday. Yes, it is. And I would like to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop's selection of waterfowl shotguns. I mentioned the BPS pump, of course, for pump-action shotgun. Then there's the Maxxis. The Maxxis comes in 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. It's the new power drive gas system that helps reduce recoil. It is the autoloader shotgun with waterfowl hunting perfection. Now, here's the nice thing. You can go to Clyde's. You can say, I'd like to see that firearm right there. They'll let you look at it. They'll let you put it up to your shoulder. They'll let you mount the gun and see how it fits you. And the Maxxis is one of those. They also carry the Gold Light 10-gauge. Proven standard, auto-loading performance. It's also an auto-loader, gas-operated, 3.5-inch chamber, Dura-Touch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo, 3 standard choke tubes come with it. That's the Gold Light 10-gauge. And then there's the A5, and I saved the best for last, the semi-automatic A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto-loader on the planet. It's a 100,000-rounder, 5-year guarantee. It's got what's called the kinematic drive system, ergo-balanced Vector Pro Lenson forcing cones, a 12-gauge available in camo, available in black synthetic, and available in blued steel and walnut. The A5, a reissue of an old favorite, modernized just quite a bit. So there you have it, 3 waterfowl shotguns, plus the BPS pump from Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Why not give them a call at 410-242-6108? They have a full-line gunsmithing service, scope mounting, bore sighting, all that. They carry all the ammunition, your hunting licenses, and everything you need for the outdoors. Clyde Sports Shop. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you can win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
He got 13 channels of a wrestling coming in strong from a satellite sim. 200 function remote control, big screen TV with stereo. Football, baseball, NASCAR too. A picture and a picture and it's all in view. And if it comes on just a little too late, it'll be 3 CRs you can get it on tape.
Little George Jones there for you high-tech rednecks out there. Big screen TV in every room, cable box, you name it. Cell phone, iPad, laptop, desktop, I know, and watch. That's right, Bethany, exactly right. All right. I'm a little disappointed that the Department of Natural Resources hasn't issued a final press release on the bear season. The season ended Thursday. And I can understand that they were waiting till, you know, the end of the day Friday to check your bear in because you have 24 hours to do so. But there should have been a press release yesterday, okay? We had over 24 hours ago, the end of Thursday, they tweeted that they had 95 bears checked in. You know, they're quick to put out there the guys that get caught, but not quick to notify the hunters of how the season ended up. So the last Twitter notice that I saw was 95 black bears. So I'm guessing we're around 100 somewhere. That was that Thursday evening when the hunt officially ended. But, you know, you have 24 hours to check your bear in. So, yeah, you know, should have been. Should have, would have, could have. You know, that's life in the big city. What can I say? However, there were some violators out there. Maryland Natural Resources Police charged 9 men in Garrett and Allegheny counties with illegal bear baiting and, of course, and deer hunting in separate incidents. 3 men were cited Monday with illegal hunting on the first day of the state black bear season. A fellow by the name of Robert Reed Batchelor, 49, of Silver Spring, Donald Wayne Truax, 25, and Harvey Richard Cockrell, 79 years old, those two were both of Falls Church, Virginia, received citations for bear baiting with the aid of bait. Officers found the men shortly after 7 a.m. on private property near Deer Park in Garrett County. Several locations on the property were baited with corn and peanut butter. The 3 men are scheduled to appear in Garrett District Court December 10th, found guilty. Each could be fined up to $1,500. You guys smear peanut butter on the tree bark? Well, it's a good way to bring in a bear, but good way to get your hunting license suspended and be a little lighter in the pocketbook. Also on Monday, 3 Baltimore County men were charged with hunting bear over bait and hunting in a chronic wasting disease area in Allegheny County, which is illegal to bait for deer in that area. Walter Joseph Gishel, 52, of Dundalk, Alan Wayne Cecil, 47, and Brad Christopher Myers, 25, all of Essex, both of Essex, were caught hunting on land off Bear Creek Road in Flintstone that had been baited with corn, apples, and mineral blocks. The trio are scheduled to appear in Allegheny District Court December 22nd. If found guilty, they could each be fined a maximum of $750. On Saturday, a Baltimore man was charged with the illegal possession of a firearm, illegal hunting, and drug possession. Officers found an untagged deer on private property off Swanton Hill Road. Just then, Andrew Milton Dembski, 36, came out of the woods and acknowledged he'd killed the deer. While searching his hunting cabin, officers found a 12-gauge shotgun, a baggie containing marijuana, and a pipe were found in Dembski's pants pockets. A check showed that Dembski was convicted of a second-degree assault in 2004 and prohibited from possessing a firearm. Officers seized a shotgun and will file an application for a statement of charges for firearms possession by a felon. Oh. Okay. On Sunday in Garrett County, two Oakland men were issued 14 citations for multiple hunting offenses and two rifles and three deer seized by officers. Acting on a tip, officers found Andrew James Jenkins, 22 years old, about to butcher a deer and found parts of two more on the property. None of the deer had been tagged. Jenkins was charged with three counts of hunting deer during closed season, two counts of hunting from a roadway, hunting deer at night, casting rays of a light with an implement, jack lighting, hunting from a vehicle, removing the head and hide before check-in, having a loaded weapon in a vehicle. He received warnings for hunting without a license and failing to field tag the deer. His hunting partner, Aaron Scott Kistner, 20 years old, was issued citations for casting rays of light with an implement, which is jack lighting, possessing of a firearm killed deer during a closed season, hunting from a vehicle, and hunting deer at night. The rifles are being held pending disposition by the court. The deer were donated to charity. Jenkins and Kistner are scheduled to appear in Garrett District Court on January 13th. And there's more. But that's all we're doing right now. So, we have a little theme song for these guys, and we're going to play it for you right now. And this goes out to these poachers.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm.
Oh, I didn't mean to shoot that deer, officer.
Beats all you never saw.
Hey, I don't know how that peanut butter got on that tree. I don't know how that corn hit the ground there. Must be a cornfield around here somewhere.
Lightning the hills.
Guys, you got to know the rules. You got to play fair.
Someday the mountain.
There's not one speck of bait anywhere on the 300 some acre farm that I hunt. Not one speck. And we killed two bears. That's right. Got to know your quarry. You got to know the trails. Got to have the little woodsmanship. Stop cheating. Stop poaching. And I hope they throw the book at you. All right. Let's move on. 410 WCBM 680. We've got 10 minutes to go in the muzzleloader contest. We want to make sure we get as many people in there as possible. We've got all the tickets stuck in the hat here. We're mixing them up constantly as we go on. We'll walk in the we'll walk into production studio there, and we'll let Bethany pull out one ticket, and that will be the winner in about 10 minutes. Yeah, we'll do that about a quarter till, maybe a little later. Just get all the people in here that want to get in the muzzleloader contest. All you got to do is call in. 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Bethany. Go on the air and say hi, and we'll be more than glad to enter you in that contest, which we are drawing today for a muzzleloader. So there you go. All right. Let's see. What do we want to talk about? Oh, there's this. A lion turned the table. This report is nothing but biased, in my opinion. The headline, lion turns the tables on illegal hunters by killing a man looking to shoot him. A lion turned the tables on illegal hunters by killing a man looking to shoot him. This is from the Daily Express, a fellow by the name of Rob Virtue. This was published on Wednesday. The killing came in South Africa across the border from where Cecil was slaughtered. Authorities report a group of five men hunting without licenses was attacked by the big cat at a private game farm near the Kruger. That hunting without a license, that would be called poaching, wouldn't it? Matomi Mahalalali, was killed along with two dogs who were accompanying the group. Local police spokesman Colonel Ronel Otto said three men managed to climb into a tree, another managed to escape, but the deceased and two dogs were mauled to death. A local said, there won't be many people feeling sorry for him. This is seen as poetic justice for the death of Cecil. I seriously doubt that a local said that, but let's see what else the writer has to say. Cecil was a Southwest African lion who lived in the Hwange National Park near Zimbabwe, which borders South Africa, where the killer lion attacked the hunter. Cecil was wounded by earlier this month. It was revealed Mr. Palmer will not be charged by Zimbabwe authorities over the killing. The government said it would not prosecute the dentist as all the papers were in order. Spokesman, of course, for charity Lion Aid blasted this decision. Lion Aid is disappointed but not at all surprised that Zimbabwe eventually decided to decline prosecution of Mr. Palmer. After all, he was one of many hundreds of trophy hunters before him who hunted at the thin edge of the law. No, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Palmer hunted with the full paperwork done, and he was totally 100% within the law. And on this article goes, the one paragraph about the poacher and the rest about Walter Palmer. See how our society is? You know what I think of this writer? You know what I think of this story? I think it stinks. We got a lot of callers lined up. So, I really, some of these people really disgust me, some of these writers. Oh, well, he's with me. Let's talk to William in Essex. Good morning, William. How are you?
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good. You on the contest now?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
Well, I just want to say hi to you. Have a cool day. I'm going to get to work.
All right, buddy. Good. Have a good day at work. Good luck.
All right, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. Don't know the answer to that one. Hey, Dad. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing this beautiful morning?
I'm wonderful. How can I help you?
Well, I just want to remind everybody. I know it's all everybody's all jacked up about going out from the woods and getting a nice buck or a doe.
Let's hope so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I want to remind everybody that right now is some of the best time to go out and get some grass.
Exactly. They're fat. They're fat and happy.
There's exactly what's going on. They're full. They're heavy, and they're so hungry. You don't need clams. You can do it with chicken necks. I've been nailing them in the Eastern Bay, and I'll give my secret away. They're all nice to eat, and there's just so many crafts, and I'm all out there by myself.
Good for you, man. Well, catch them and enjoy them.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. I hope you guys come on out there and join me, and then a little bit later on the season, I'll be in the woods with you guys, get all the deer.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the tip.
All right, you take care. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, well.
There he goes. All right. Hey, we got Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I haven't hunted in about 15, 18 years.
Okay.
I love listening to your show every week. It's very informative.
Uh-huh.
And it brings back a lot of fond memories.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So I just wanted to say that. Thank you for your show.
My pleasure. You're welcome.
Have a great day.
All right, Clay. Thanks for the call, bud. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There we go. Let's see. Let's talk to Tony in Lincoln. Good morning. Tony, where are you calling from?
Lincoln, Delaware.
Okay. What can we help you with?
Yeah, I have some back issues, and I was thinking about getting a crossbow for deer hunting. I wonder if you could recommend a certain brand that might be better than others.
Well, the easiest one to crank, if you're concerned about that, is the 10-point with what's called the AccuDraw, A-C-U-D-R-A-W, AccuDraw. This is a system that's on the stock, and it's a mechanism that allows you to put this claw on cables over the string. And use a crank. It only takes 5 pounds of pressure, and crank that string all the way back and cock it. I have the Stealth model myself, and I love the AccuDraw. There's no bending, there's no lifting, you know, pulling the string or anything like that. So if you're looking for that kind of a system, that would be the one I would recommend to you.
I appreciate that, and congratulations on your bear, buddy. That's pretty neat.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, that was quite an experience. I'll never forget that. I mean, I've taken a couple bears over bait in Canada, but this one, you know, a wild Maryland bear. I've always wanted a Maryland bear, and I for 15 years that season, or 2004, what is that, 11 years, I guess, that season, or 12 has been going on, mm-hmm. And I've been there 3 times and never seen a bear till this time. So, yeah.
One last question. Is your stuff pretty quiet, or did you have to quiet it?
No, it's quiet. Not when you shoot it. It's noisy when you shoot it, but when you draw it, it's completely quiet.
Okay. Very good, buddy. That's all I got. Appreciate it.
All right, Tony. Thanks for the call. Glad to recommend them. See you. Let's talk to Jerry Timonium. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. You in the contest?
Yeah. Congratulations, number one.
Oh, thank you.
And on your bear, and call it to contest. And
okay.
Have a good week.
You do the same. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. There he goes. And let's talk to Bob in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Real quick question. Are you allowed to hunt turkeys from a deer stand?
Yes.
Okay. That's really all I had.
Yeah, are you going out to Western Maryland?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can hunt them from a deer stand. You can use a rifle in the fall season.
Yeah, I knew that. I just wasn't sure about the deer stand.
Yep.
Thank you.
You got it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. All right, there he goes. All right, what number are we up to, Bethany? Okay, good. Let's take a short break. Let me tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, a free year-round contest hosted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service, and it's open to every recreational angler in Maryland, man, woman, and child. Eligible fish include all the game fish species, nearly 70 of them, in every drop of water in Maryland that you can fish. The Atlantic, the Chesapeake, all the freshwater lake streams and ponds. Almost 70 species. There's five categories. There's a freshwater, there's a Chesapeake Bay and tidal, there's an Atlantic coast, and then there's catch and release and even invasive species. There's a youth division, too, connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of what is called a notable specified size. In other words, it has to be so big, so long, and you receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September where you could win a myriad of prizes, and lots of prizes, and guess what? Last year we gave away almost $25,000 in cash. That's right, I said cash. Hey, the fish are biting right now all over the state, all the way from Deep Creek Lake. If you're going after northern pike or walleyes, it's a great time to go. Deep Creek Lake, in the Potomac, in the Susquehanna Rivers, in the Eastern Shore Ponds, on the Chesapeake Bay, and the Atlantic Coast as well. They're all biting everywhere. Time is, well, you just heard the crabs are still biting, too. Now's not the time to stay indoors. We invite you to go fish. The official rules online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. It's the fishing challenge. Go fish. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man.
All right, we're back. Here's Jerry in Dundalk wants to answer Tony's question. Good morning there.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Elson. I heard on Fox News maybe Wednesday or Thursday, 23 elephants were poisoned with cyanide in Zimbabwe.
That's true. Yeah, we talked about that before.
Right, it was really, really, I really got demoralized hearing about it because I love animals.
Uh-huh. You got demoralized because of dead elephants in Zimbabwe.
Right, and people taking the ivory and stuff like that.
Sure, well, what you ought to do is join the safari club. Or the Dallas Safari Club or the Houston Safari Club, because these are the people who are working to protect the elephants and have anti-poaching campaigns. That's
are there
what
any
you,
on the East Coast safari clubs?
Elephants?
Well,
there are several safari club chapters here in Maryland, yes. But
okay.
Yeah, it's a hunting organization, one of the largest hunting organizations in the world, and these folks are all about the conservation of African game, elephants, lions, the whole deal. So that's what you ought to do is join that organization.
All right, nice talking to you, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Jerry. See ya. Hey, let's talk to Burl in Randallstown. Good morning, Burl. How are you?
Hey, fine, Al. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the show. Have really enjoyed it and getting the contest.
You got it, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right, who's next? Frank. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Hey, buddy, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, it's always good to hear you. Yeah. Ready to step out of the car.
Okay.
Hey, I know it's a doe season muzzleloader.
Right.
But I'm going to hunt with a crossbow today.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't find anything in the manual that specified whether or not I could take a pluck today.
Yes, you can, but you need to wear orange.
Okay.
And your buck that you take today... we'll go. I can't remember if it's a muzzleloader kill or what it is. But,
I believe it applies to the muzzleloader. Yes.
Yeah, I think it is, but I'm not sure. It, because bucks are not legal though today with a muzzleloader, that may go in as a bow kill. But if you had taken that buck with a bow last week in the early muzzleloader season, it would have counted as a muzzleloader kill.
Uh huh.
So yes. Okay.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Always good to hear you, Al. Take care.
All right, Frank. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Bye bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Dan in Harrington. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. I did get into the contest in the last day, and I appreciate that.
Uh-huh, sure.
And you
are the last entrant, by the way, folks. After Dan, we're going to draw this muzzleloader, so you're the last one in.
That means I'll be the one to win it, then.
Maybe. Who knows?
Anyway, I was up on the Sassafras last weekend doing some rock fishing. The rock fish are definitely there.
Uh-huh.
On the 23 and a 24-incher.
Congratulations.
And I caught the biggest largemouth of my life. I almost caught a 6-pound largemouth.
Ooh, that's a nice one. What did he hit on?
We were using rattle traps, and they were in the exact same hole as the rockfish. I mean, we've pulled out two or three rockfish, threw right back in the same hole, and that big boy hit. And
wow.
I took a picture and let him go.
Well, good. Congratulations. Good for you. Good for you.
And you talk about getting the shakes. I've never caught a bass that big. I was shaking so bad. It was like getting my first buck kill, you know what I mean?
Well, congratulations, man. That's a nice fish.
Thank you. But if anybody wants to get up on a Sass, man, it's beautiful up there.
Sass Fraz River.
Definitely there.
Yeah. Yep. Bridge is closed up there, though.
It was open. They done repainted it, so it's open now.
Oh, the bridge on 213 is open?
I'm not sure that we didn't go that way. We went the back way up through Delaware, came up through the top.
Yeah, there, because the bridge itself was closed a while back. There was a detour you had. I hunt up there in that end of the county, so I had to detour around the bridge. I'm not sure why. I think it's going to be closed for a while.
Okay.
But I'll check
it.
Okay?
All right. Good luck, guys.
All right, man. Thanks, Dan. See ya.
All right.
There he goes. Congratulations on your bass. All right. Bethany, enter, please, and pick a winner. Let's see what you got. Lay them right down there. All right. Very good. Let me check these with the list. Let's see who we got here. Come here. Come here a minute. I haven't touched these tickets. I have not touched these tickets. You picked that ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look who it is and why I'm laughing.
John Lampy.
John Lamp.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Oh, hey, John. Hey, folks. I didn't pick the ticket. Bethany picked the ticket right out of the hat, and we had them all mixed up. John, that was from, let's see, when was he in here? He called on the 3rd. That's when he was in the contest, October the 3rd. He called this morning, and we talked about a new CVA muzzleloader in his future. And Bethany picked his ticket. Congratulations, John Lamp, for winning the muzzleloader. We'll be in touch soon, that's for sure. And Mark, sorry, buddy. What are you looking for?
The ticket.
That's right here.
Oh, I thought you told me to take it.
You can take it. I know who John is. I got his number. Very nice. Congratulations, John Lamp. Very good. We're coming to the end of the show here, and we're glad to be able to pull that ticket. Let me remind you here real quickly before we take a break about a couple things coming up with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We invite you to visit the website, of course. There are a couple things on there. One is our Blaze and Camo Day, which is a hunter's rally in Annapolis. Mark your calendars now. It's February 4th. You don't have anything scheduled for that day, and if you do, cancel it and show up in Annapolis. It's very simple. Just pull up to the just pull in the parking area there at the Naval Academy. You can catch a shuttle and take it down to Lawyers Mall. And there's all that information online at the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. We go to Lawyers Mall right in front of the State House. We meet with lawmakers as they cross from one building to the other. It's only 2 hours. It's from 9 to 11 on Thursday, February 4th of 2016. And special this year, we're asking the ladies to show up, and we will provide the ladies with a special commemorative pink and camo day hat. So we're including the ladies as well. Also want to remind you about our Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. That's Saturday, March 26th, noon to 4. That's at Martin's in Westminster on Germer, J-E-R-M-O-R Lane in Westminster, right behind the mall there. Big doings are planned for the Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit, and we hope to see you there. All those tickets are available online right now. All the sponsorships are wide open, and we had a great bunch of sponsors last year. Our platinum sponsors were Quality Built Homes and Hallen, Edward B. Hallen Incorporated, which is Dunkirk Auto, Dunkirk Supply and Hallen Concrete and the rest of them. Our gold sponsors included Battery Warehouse, Frederick Westminster and Gaithersburg Equipment Kubota, Buck Bomb, Sean Mann, Outdoors, Hall Company Accountants, and Maryland Ducks Unlimited. Our silver sponsors were W&W Tire and Auto Service, Hollingsworth LLP, and our bronze sponsors were Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, Wayne's Custom Creations Paint and Airbrush Shop, and Bow Hunter's Den. So there we are, folks. We had a great great event last year. We had 200, or this year, we had 250 people there in the end of May, and we gave a lot of firearms and a lot of crossbows and a lot of good stuff away through our auctions and our raffles and that type of thing. And we look for more of the same this year. So get involved in that. You can always grab that a couple of the raffle tickets online. We're drawing the Deer Hunters raffle tomorrow. We're picking two prizes, 25-06 with a scope, a Savage 220 slug gun, and a Martin Krypton bow. Two of those three prizes will be given away. Winner gets their choice, first and second. So there we go. All right, that's mdhuntingcoalition.org. And it's time for me to tell you more, one more time about Clyde Sports Shop and the fine Browning firearms. Let me tell you about three. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. The A5 is perfect for waterfowl, upland bird shooting. 100,000 rounds are a 5-year guarantee. The kinematic drive system, it's ergo-balanced. It's got all the stuff you need and comes in three models. That's the A5 Browning autoloader. There's the BPS pump. It's a comes in 410, 28, 2016, 12, and 10-gauge models. Even has a 12 and a 20-gauge rifle barrel deer model available, too, if you like that. Bottom ejection, DuraTouch armor coating with Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity camo. And it comes with some choke tubes, too, if you buy the bird version. And one more, the A-Bolt 3. The AB3 comes with a 3-9 Redfield scope. It's a black synthetic model. It comes with its own hard case, and it is the best high-powered rifle deal today, bar none. Bar none. It comes in 270, 30-06, 308, 7mm mag, 300 Win mag, and several other calibers. It's a limited number of calibers. I mean, you can't get like a, you know, some Wildcat or whatever, but it's got a lot of standard calibers that'll put down any deer bear in Maryland, and you can get that at a great price at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just up that way, exit number 9, ClydeSports.com is the website. Phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection,
for the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Mat. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bed liner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back for the final moment of the show, and we got an email or a text from my buddy Chuck and said, if you take a deer today with your crossbow or bow, it is a bow kill. You do, it counts against your bow tag. So that's, wanted to clear that up for Frank. So there you go. If you're still listening, Frank, I don't know. But good luck out there, everybody, if you're out there in the field today. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks for the nice words about the bear. Look forward to getting that bear baloney. And I want to thank Jason Carter at Carter Taxidermy for taking care of the bear right out of the field. And Ed up at Custom Deer Processing in Gettysburg. So there you go. He's taken several bears. He's going to do the processing on that. And so we just want to thank him for all his help on that, too. All right, folks, I want to thank my landowner friend for his courtesy and inviting me to his home again and his farm to hunt, and all my hunting mates out there who will also remain nameless at this point. So we've got the pictures, we've got the memories, and we've got a couple bears. So we're pretty tickled with all of that. Thanks again for joining us. Time for me to say now, visit the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org.